out, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping.
He sees you.
Knows when you're awake.
He knows
if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Better not pout.
I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. Whether you to hear town. This leading up to Christmas Day or maybe a little after Christmas Day, this is Christmas week and all this stuff is appropriate, it seems to me. In my own mind, I get annoyed, frankly, at all the radio stations who just at the end of Christmas stop with all the Christmas songs and conversation shows, which for the most part, over the next 2 weeks, the hosts aren't going to be there. The real hosts aren't going to be there. There'll be reruns. There'll be some substitute host, something like that. Except with the Good Day program, where I don't normally have substitute hosts. If I'm in a jam and I can't make it for a couple of hours, then the rest of the gang with me, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and Kenny, can take over and do a wonderful job. So I don't need somebody to come in. But many of the single action, guns, okay, the single action hosts are gonzo. And so the stuff that's on is pretty for the most part. And I like to spice things. I like to keep things going and moving. But I will tell you, and maybe this is the whole thought around the spirit of the season, having the ability to sort of have a bully pulpit here with the microphone and the radio stations and the downloads and the apps and all that other stuff, I can affect a lot of people. So my positive wish for you is to keep in mind what you're thinking and feeling today, what you had in mind, as long as it was positive, as you led up to today or tomorrow or this week. I find that there is really, I mean, we ought to be keeping the stuff going, the feelings that we have all year long. But short of that, at least keep them going through New Year's, all right, till you get back to the grind of the regular workaday world. And that certainly is not happening today, because most anything, unless a drugstore, is closed, right? Restaurants, there are some restaurants, I guess, that are open, for the most part, Chinese restaurants. It's a joke and a half with that, right? You know, all the Jewish people go to Chinese restaurants on Christmas. It's when their busiest day is. You just heard Santa Claus Coming to Town. Perry Como did what is the most popular version of that. In my research, going into some of the best songs of the season, I found it interesting because the one that I'm thinking about often isn't Perry Como's version, but there's, I think, isn't there, there's a Willie Nelson version, I think, that gets a lot of play. But there also are, there's probably more versions of this song than any other song that gets played in Christmas time. But it just so happens that one is the most popular. Perry Como, who grew up as a youngster in I think it was Reading, Pennsylvania. It was a coal town in Pennsylvania. And he worked as a barber. His first job out of school, he got trained as a barber and was a professional. And still, by the way, through his career as a popular singer and host of a variety show for a long time, radio and television, he still cut people's hair in his family. You didn't know that. Perry Como was a barber. E-I-E-I-O. 11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The president said that he was thankful for a lot of the things that were part of our country today. He talked about the troops and the veterans this week. I think he's in Hawaii, isn't he? Doesn't he go to Hawaii for Christmas? I don't pay much attention to a lot of what he does, but at any rate, I think he's over there. And this is the time of year to put all of that other stuff aside. Put all of the politics, all the foolishness, all the rigor, all the anger, all the hooting and hollering and huffing and puffing. Get rid of it. And just let's think about that which is good. I have been given many things in many Christmases on the air. One of the things that I treasure most is a book that came to me from a listener whose name is or was Amy. I have not spoken to this woman, I bet, 14 or 15 years. She was a big fan of the program. I think she lived in Tucson. I don't remember that for sure, but I think she did. And one Christmas, she sent me the Book of Christmas Joys, which included 432 things you can do for yourself and others that might make it a wonderful Christmas. And I think one of the things that I liked about her approach, or at least the book's approach, was how, in a sense, you could, this was the Cliff's Note version of all of these things. Like little things. Don't forget the eggnog. Don't forget extension cords. Don't forget hooks. How many of you went out and bought things and you forgot that stuff? Be a generous giver. Be a gracious receiver. Let's see. Send Christmas cards with encouraging messages to military personnel. You can get those lists, by the way. It's a little late now for this year. Be the first to lob a snowball and start a battle. You know, that's becoming passé and almost politically incorrect. Did you know that? That throwing snowballs at people, there was a big to-do. Now, I'm trying to remember where it was. It was a place where it was at a school. Was it in Oregon, Michael? Yeah. Where a snowball fight broke. Oh, I know what it was. The college professor was being pummeled by some of his students, and he apparently got the snowballs were very crystallized. They were hard because the snow was pretty icy, and he got whacked a couple of times and got hurt pretty badly. And, you know, it almost seemed like the students were angry at him and trying to get back at him, and that's the way they did it. Not a good idea. But at any rate, you know, but the other side of it is that sometimes these things, they're just fun. And yet people say, oh, don't throw the snowballs, you'll hurt somebody. Well, don't throw snowballs that are like rocks. Throw snowballs made out of soft snow. Hello, ding, 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 ding. Merry Christmas. 13 half the hour on Good Day.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, are you the one that is always stuck at the red light? That's right. That means nobody is in front of you. Everybody's behind you. And every time you come up to that light, it turns red. Am I talking about you? Well, if I am, I want you to get out of the red light syndrome. Because, yes, that happens sometimes to you, and you might even be on the red light right now. However, when you get to your journey, you do not remember that you were the victim of a red light. This has a lot to do with the way you think about life, because every once in a while somebody does put up a red light or stop sign. But you know what? You got to be patient. You got to wait for that thing to turn green, because once it does, you get to move forward and you never remember the obstacle that was put in front of you. So today, every time you get stopped by somebody or an obstacle, say, hey, it's momentary, because then I'm going to proceed forward to my destination. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
One of the things you got to be aware of this time of year, drink lots of liquids, water, juices, that kind of thing. So you don't need the Exergen temporal thermometer. I'm trying to not sell them. I think they're a great product. But it's better not to get sick, right? Agreed? And so many people get so run down at this time of year. It's important to make sure you're eating the right things, drinking a lot of liquids. This is Uncle Dougie practicing without a license. But it's vitamin C. Ester C is good. Echinacea is really good. Build up your immune system that way. A lot of zinc. And there are other products. You go to the Whole Food stores or the natural health grocer, wherever you can go to find these products. But there are also a lot of great veggies you can eat at this time of year that are good to enhance your system, your immune system. Not included in that is vodka and bourbon. If you only contact with three spirits on Christmas Eve, and those are gin, vodka, and bourbon, you're probably a Scrooge. Somebody sent me this. How to tell you're a Scrooge. If you turn on the lawn sprinklers on Christmas Eve to keep carolers away, you may be considered a Scrooge. If you buy all of your Christmas gifts at a store that also sells gas, you might be considered a Scrooge. If your favorite version of A Christmas Carol stars Bob Packwood or Bill Clinton, you might be a Scrooge. Remember Bob Packwood? Good Lord. Let's see here. If you get your Christmas tree at a rest stop at night, you might be a Scrooge. If you give bathroom features as Christmas gifts, you might be a Scrooge. Let's see here. If your favorite Christmas movie is Jurassic Park, you might be a Scrooge. If your idea of a Christmas dinner is a six-pack of beer and a cheese log, you might be a Scrooge. If you think ho, ho, ho is a line from Rocky Horror Movie, well, what was the name of that? Teddy, what's the name of that movie? Rocky Horror Picture Show, right? Is that what it's called? Do you remember?
The Rocky Horror.
Wasn't it?
Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, that's what it was called. Did we ever see that when we were in college? It was around when we were in college, wasn't it?
No, it was not. We missed it.
How did we miss it? We didn't miss much else. My best friend from Heidelberg, we attended Heidelberg University. It was Heidelberg College when we were there. Arguably a better name for it than Heidelberg University. I can say that now that I'm not on the board of trustees anymore. anyway, Ted Siller, who lives in suburban Cleveland and never held that against him, Bay Ridge, Mentor. Actually, you're not in either of those towns. What's the name of the town where you are now?
In Henrietta Township.
Henrietta Township.
Near Oberlin, Ohio.
Yeah, all right. So nice. That's a great area. A lot of farms and stuff around. Teddy and I went to Heidelberg together. We met each other on the first day of college. We became fast friends, and we're friends through the entire experience. And he's annoyed at me because I didn't go to our 45th class reunion this past
summer.
That's
right.
Yeah, you were really annoyed with me, and so were some of them. You know what? I didn't feel to go. And so anyway, you always call on holidays to wish me a whatever, whether it's a more Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, because you know that I'm around and I know that you're around. So you're fine. Everybody, are you in Denver or are you in Cleveland? Where are you now?
In Cleveland right now. Yeah.
So did the kids come? Did the kids come from Florida and Colorado to come there for Christmas?
Teddy was here last week, but he's back in Florida, and the Denver crew has stayed home this year.
Did they?
Yeah.
What, lousy. So you and it's just you and Kathy, that's it?
That's right. We're sitting in front of the fire trying to keep warm.
Ted and his wife, there are two more creative and wonderful married people I have not ever met in my life. I love Kathy, I love Teddy, and they have a great marriage together. One of the things they did was build an environmentally sound house pretty much by themselves. And that's the fire literally heats the water pipes that go under the floor, right?
Well, this is the wood burner we've got going, but our gas well heats the boiler for the other part.
An inspiration. All right, anyway, I'm glad you called. I always love it when you call. Merry Christmas to you. Give Kathy a hug for me, and thank you for paying close attention to what's going on here. It's amazing it still goes on, isn't it, huh? It just keeps on going. All right,
okay.
A lot of love. I love you. Take good care. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Days when I was a kid, this made it for me. Beach Boys and Little Saint Nick, as we continue to celebrate through the rest of the week. Christmas time, 2013, the Little Saint Nick. Crank it up, Michael. Background group there. We had a lot of information that we gleaned in the last week or two about the Wrecking Crew. As a matter of fact, there is a video about the Wrecking Crew and a movie that's been done to chronicalize. Is that the right word? Is there a word? Chronicalizing. Yeah, that's a word. That basically goes through their history as musicians here in Los Angeles, as the background music for not necessarily the vocals, but for pretty much every pop star that recorded anything for 25 years in L.A., all had these guys and this one woman to play the guitar behind them. It's an amazing story. So I would suggest if you'd like to spend a few minutes and enjoy, there are all kinds, there are tons of videos that we have. Every day is a video of the day at DougStephan.com that makes a point. And speaking of making points, I remember once getting a letter that I just found, as a matter of fact, in my file. This was a letter that came from a young girl, and it's been sort of plagiarized, it's been manipulated, but I think there's a strong message here that's worth repeating. And in essence, it's sort of a takeoff on All I Needed to Know About Life. I learned in the Sandbox. Remember that? Was it Robert Flugum who wrote that, I think? Well, who was it, Michael?
Something like Ludlum?
Was it Ludlum?
It wasn't Ludlum, but it was something like that.
I thought
that.
It's Flugum, I think. Flugum. Well, anyway, the point is, these are things that you can take with you, things to know about life that you can learn from Santa Claus. A, encourage people to believe in you. B, always remember who's naughty and who's nice. C, don't pout. D, it's as much fun to give as it is to receive. Next, some days it's okay to feel a bit chubby. make your presence known. Get it? Always ask for a bit more than what you really want. These are all the things that you need to know about life that you can learn from Santa Claus. Bright red can make anyone look good. Wear a wide belt and no one will notice how many pounds you've gained. That's true, not. If you only show up once a year, everybody will think you're very important. Whenever you're at a loss for words, say, ho, ho, ho. Now that I'm going to have to remember. At a loss for words. Ho, ho, ho. I did get a couple of people earlier on who were very interested. This is a good exercise, whether you do it here or not. I would suggest that maybe as part, maybe it's a good around the Christmas table as you do leftovers through the weekend, et cetera, et cetera. Talk about Christmas and maybe the sort of things I was just talking about regarding Santa Claus, what you've learned. What is there about this week, this Christmas season, that you really think is cool? And do 60 seconds worth if you can. I think you'll find there are a lot of things that come out that you want to have come out. So think that through, will you? 28 after on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out.
Craig Stephan's Good Day program. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Judy Garland in the movie Meet Me in St. Louis. A lot of songs came out of that movie. This one, very well known and liked and loved and is appropriate. As I said, I want to kind of keep the spirit of Christmas going, if I can, longer than just the day and the sort of build-up to the day. And sometimes you can do that well through thinking, philosophizing, listening to the music, et cetera, et cetera. Plus having people on, as far as the radio program is concerned, you know that many of my friends, never mind Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie, who are my friends, but other people who are in my life who are my friends, are an important part of what goes on in the Good Day program. Maybe the best representation of that in terms of people who are here with regularity is my friend Uri Geller, who's here with his home being far away. It doesn't keep him away from being on the program. Matter of fact, I'm told in England the weather is pretty horrible right now. What's going on with the weather?
Well, I must correct you because the weather is pretty beautiful.
Is it? I heard there was all kinds of ice and bad driving and stuff. Where did I get that?
I don't know. I'm sitting in my kitchen and I'm looking through our conservatory. The skies are blue. The sun is shining and it's not cold. I mean, it's actually warm outside. And I'm about to go walking, my usual 1 hour.
One of my favorite things with you is taking the walk with the dogs.
Yes, and it's beautiful. What surprises me is that here now it's 25 to 2 and in the afternoon. And I think everyone is now feasting. They're all having their Christmas lunches and dinners. And what always surprises me is that I'm looking down the Thames now, and I'm looking at both towpaths where people walk. Mm-hmm. There isn't a soul outside. And it's such a gorgeous day that I would, you know, after such a heavy meal, I would take a long, brisk walk, you know, at least to burn down some calories.
Right.
But where I live, and this is so surprising, again, 33 years, I live in Sonning-on-Thames in Berkshire.
You've been there that long? You've been there
that long, 33 years.
Really?
And it's very rare that I see someone walking in those fields that I do. Mm-hmm. I do see once in a while a person with a dog or two, but that's about it. And nature is right there on your doorstep, but people don't take this advantage. And I'm telling everyone who's listening that after, you know, heavy food, because no doubt you're going to consume more calories today, is go out and do a brisk, some type of an exercise, because you've got to think about your mind, body, and soul. You've got to stay fit for the coming next year, which is going to be a fantastic, positive, energized year for all of you. You have to take care of your body. And that's really my message, my New Year resolution for everyone. Go and get yourself and put yourself in shape.
You know, that's part of what we need to be focused on with Christmas aside for some, thinking about the message for the new year, how we can make it more helpful, hopeful. A lot of people are really discouraged about what's going on, not only in our country, but just all around the world. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to a lot of the conflicts that exist. Too many people, I was reading the Pope's message for Christmas, Harry, and this is, I think this guy is as non-sectarian. I mean, we all, you have your religion, so I think that there's good and bad in all religion. Oftentimes I'm pretty critical of religion because I think that in the name of some entity that's greater perhaps than you and me, there are things that are done that are pretty horrible.
Yeah. Well, I did something pretty controversial yesterday. 3 days ago, a Russian general died called Kalashnikov, and he invented and designed the Kalashnikov weapon. And when I was in the paratroopers in Israel, I actually was holding one in my hand, and someone took a picture of me holding that weapon. And I put it on Facebook exactly yesterday, and this is what I said. I said that General Kalashnikov died on the 23rd of December, and he always regretted that his weapon killed people. And as a matter of fact, 250,000 people are killed every year with this Kalashnikov. And I said, look at it carefully and today pray for peace. And I got many, many messages of people saying, amen, we were with you, we will pray for peace. But it's easy to say and it's easy to pray, but it's right. Very, very difficult to achieve. You just said it. A lot of people out there are killing each other in the name of religion.
Yep. I think this guy was the one that invented the AK-47, right? Isn't that the guy?
That's the AK. The AK-47 is called Kalashnikov. Yeah. And if you go get on my my Facebook page, you will see me in my early days holding this weapon. And they showed a documentary, and I saw a factory somewhere, I guess in Russia, of people standing around huge boxes packing up new AK-47s, and you know where they're going. Hey, we've got to really pray hard this day.
Work toward peace, the well-being of all. People say that's naive. You and I, as we wish for that sort of thing, are naive. It's not naive. It depends on where your head is and where your heart is.
That's right.
We all know that thoughts or things are we. I say Uri and I and other people who sort of subscribe to our philosophy. One of the reasons that Uri and I are as friendly as we are is because we have the same philosophy of life. And so in this circumstance, I'm looking at what the Pope said. This new Pope seems to be somebody to be reckoned with, Uri. He was talking about how we needed more peace. He said too many lives have been shattered by conflict in Syria, has called for a peace. But who pays attention to the Pope?
Come on. You know,
I don't mean that in a negative sense. I think people should pay attention to him, at least this guy.
Exactly. So with these parting words, let's all pray for peace. Let's visualize peace. Let's send our positive energy out there to reach everyone. And maybe we will contribute, although it will be on a molecular level, but it's something. It is tangible, and it does make a difference.
What do you feel when you are celebrating things? You just had your birthday less than a week ago, and you have certain things you celebrate, the birthday of your children, your wife, mm-hmm. and Shippy, and the people that are close to you. But what other things does Uri Geller celebrate? What things, in terms of, I guess, a day, or things that we are that sort of are special? If we were to dig into Uri's psyche, what is there that you have in your life that you celebrate most? Because a lot of people think that Christmas is sort of a collective celebration for people all over the world, even if we don't believe in Jesus or Christianity or whatever.
We really celebrate, you know, harmony and well-being and peace, and we send that message out all the time. I send this message all the time, 300 times a day on email. I celebrate the belief that the world is changing and there is a new paradigm shift and things are going to get better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. And the energy that we put out that sort of supports that is an important part of making it come true, because the thoughts are things, and if you think of it,
exactly.
Talk about prayer or whatever it is, those things are very important, and you don't hear many men talking about that, or you hear a lot of women talking about it, but you don't hear men talking the way you and I are talking.
Well, you and I are talking about it, so hopefully it's going to become contagious, and all the men listening to this program will do the same.
It's always great. Uri Geller has pensive thoughts. Is that a redundancy? Pensive means thinking, right?
Yes.
So you,
yes.
If you are pensive, then you have and you got thoughts. All right. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I love you all.
We love you too. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 17 before the hour.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with family travel expert Amy Tarakotch. The holidays are a time for celebrating and making memories with family and friends. But traveling during the holidays to see loved ones can be chaotic and stressful. To relieve stress from holiday travel, plan in advance, avoid traveling during peak times when possible, and use a travel rewards card that helps pay for expenses. Family travel expert Amy Tarakotch.
Travel adds another layer of stress to the holidays, but using a credit card with a travel rewards program can help reduce stress by offsetting some travel costs. For instance, most travel rewards programs can help with baggage costs, expensive tickets, and hotel bills. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card makes redeeming your earned points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points to earn a statement credit later on. If only everything during the holidays was this easy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. GenuCell Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, GenuCell is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see GenuCell working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus GenuCell uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get GenuCell? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthetique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for GenuCell.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus.
I've been doing my best during this Christmas week to tell stories about some of the important Christmas songs. The Christmas song history book is full of memories and things you probably don't know about a lot of these songs. And all these songs have stories. Gene Autry's music has some great tales to tell. Here's a brief history of Gene's holiday hit called Here Comes Santa Claus, which he wrote himself and was in a series, an album. Well, I don't know what you call it, an album. It was a box, was it? What do they call them then? I guess they were albums, right? Sing Cowboy Sing was the Gene Autry collection. Gene was riding his horse Champion. This is a good trivia question, by the way. Down the Hollywood Boulevard for the annual Christmas parade in 1946, when hearing the crowds of children crying, "Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus." So Gene Autry was inspired to write this song. He turned his sketch over to a fellow named Oakley Haldeman, who was in charge of Gene's music for his television, well, he didn't have television then, but his radio programs and his movies and stuff. And apparently, this fellow went to work and completed a sheet of lyrics, and they got the guitarist Johnny Bond to put a group of musicians together, and apparently they had a few cocktails, went to the recording studio, and hammered this out the same day that he was in the parade. So that's the story behind this. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes. Crank it up, Michael.
Right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause
Santa Claus coming tonight. Okay, so there's a lot of talk about Christmas music and White Christmas being the most listened to song ever, the Bing Crosby version of White Christmas. I'm dreaming. I can't do Der Bingo, but this is the this song you just heard played was recorded by Gene Autry. His record label at the time was Columbia, which became the Columbia Record Company, became the Columbia Broadcasting System, and thus CBS. That's what CBS stands for, Columbia Broadcasting System. So when this was the song was recorded, as I said, in Christmas 1946. It never got anywhere, obviously, till the next Christmas. But when it did, it was actually released as a single and then became part of an album in 1949, which became the biggest selling record Columbia ever had to this date. That song sold more copies than anything else that was ever produced on the Columbia record label. That's pretty astounding, isn't it, huh? And then later in 1957, Gene Autry, who was a very wealthy guy, he bought or created his own record label and recorded it again. But this guy, I mean, we all know the stories about him owning the L.A. Baseball team. He owned his own movie company. He bought lots and lots of land in Burbank. He bought the land where they were making all the movies. And Burbank, which is, I mean, you used to hear Johnny Carson always talking about, you know, when Ed said, live from Hollywood. No, it wasn't Hollywood. It was in Burbank. And Carson always used to take a shot at that. Burbank on Alameda. As a matter of fact, it's 3,000 Alameda, I think. And it's right in downtown Burbank. Well, all of downtown Burbank, when Gene Autry was in his heyday in the 40s, was where they shot all of these movies. They shot all the cowboys in Burbank because there was nothing there. They were ranches, and there were farms, and there was lots of open land, Burbank, and then further out toward the mountains. But Autry saw the value in it and bought up as much of the land. He and Bob Hope, that's another one. Bob Hope bought up tremendous plots of land. Bing Crosby, Hope and Crosby were friends, and Hope was always telling him, buy land, buy land, buy land. Hope never did. So Hope never achieved the riches that Bob Hope. When Bob Hope died, he was worth $430 million. And most of it had been procured not because he was a movie star, but because he took the money that he made in show business and invested it in land all around Southern California. Well, Gene Autry did the same thing, and he became fabulously well. He was much more, he was worth twice what Bob Hope was. And it was because he saw this land being used for and figure, okay, I'll buy it, we'll use it for making movies, and sooner or later it's going to be worth something else and used for something else, and that's been the case. Burbank's a big suburban community now. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Success! We have found more Christmas revelers in the form of Warren Eckstein, who's here to happily share some time with you on Christmas Day, Christmas morning, with some ideas about the old convention is not to get a dog or a pet on Christmas for children. I want to talk about some folks who have been adopting and whether the idea of adopting a dog at Christmas is a good idea for adults with Warren. Also, focus on collars on dogs. If you have a dog that has a little itch and can't scratch it, then maybe there's some advice from Warren that'll help you out. Plus other items. Don't give your dog some of the stuff you're eating for Christmas meals, please. All right, so all this stuff, advice personified from the man who hosts the Pet Show, which is the recognized national program that's good, solid, sound advice from a man who's been on the air longer than anybody else. He's as old as dirt. Warren Eckstein here in just a moment on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens. Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 to 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators and the Beer Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on Good Day. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Christmas or not. They all know I'm on the air, and Warren says, I want to be on too. So, dogs and gifts at Christmas first, before we talk about food.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how important it is for the rescue world to continue to function. I have a very good friend whose brother adopted a dog, and I think they got the dog. She told me yesterday, but I think it was, if it wasn't yesterday, it was very recently. And they've adopted dogs over the years. Many, many, many people are doing this now, which is wonderful. What a blessing it is to have people thinking about dogs. I think this was an 8-year-old dog. And she said it was just really a kind of a fun, nice dog. Anyway, the point is, we tell people not to get dogs for children on Christmas, but isn't it the exact opposite? Because the attention that might be regaled on a dog that is brought in at Christmas time by adults who are especially rescuing dogs?
Well, you know, here's where I'm a little hypocritical, Doug. I think with children, it's a different ball game based on the fact that, you know, there are so many other things. You know, they play with the puppy for 5 minutes.
That's the point. Yeah.
Then they're over to the Wi-Fi, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Bottom line is with adults, for years I would be on that bandwagon, you know, getting pets at Christmas time is not the right thing to do. But over the last 10 years, I've changed my mind. The bottom line is this. If a gift is for a child, we talked about this, a book or a something else, a collar under the tree. But if it's an adult, if it's an adult family and you're really committed, I don't care if it's Christmas morning, New Year's Eve, or whatever holiday it is, if you're going to save that dog's life, go and adopt that dog that day. That's how I believe nowadays. So I've really changed my thinking, assuming that there are so many dogs in shelters and humane societies that any way, anytime, anyhow we can get them out, it's the right thing to do.
Right. Okay. I certainly subscribe to that 100%. All right. Next, in terms of food, everybody's eating a lot today. And through the next few days, I was very concerned. Charlotte got into some chicken that was laying around. The kids had had chicken in the barn, and she got into it. And we're all told it's not a good idea to have the dogs chewing on chicken bones. But in general, is it any different for what we're eating in the holiday season from what we're eating the rest of the way, the rest of the year?
Yeah, we got to be careful. Turkey, for example, we want to stay away from bones. But, you know, turkey is high in protein, and a little turkey as a snack for your dog or cat is not a bad idea. But, again, the term is little. Right. Ham, a few bites of unseasoned ham won't hurt. Too much can result in a pretty messy day for your dog. Now, here's what I do. If your dog or cat happens to like greens, spinach, kale, other lettuces, you're in luck. They're really good for your pet, low in calories, high in fiber, and will fill him up. One of the things I love to give my dog is squash. I roast the squash, and they think it's the greatest invention in the world. So some squash is good for your dog as well. Other things you can use, beets have vitamins and minerals, which are important. You can give a little bit of corn, but they're pretty high in carbs, so you want to be careful with that. I give my dogs green beans, apples. So what you want to do basically is stay away from the basics, the chocolate, the macadamia nuts, the onions, the raisins.
Well,
but anything you're eating,
anyway.
Yeah, you stay away from that. But if a little bit in reason is okay, just make sure that you know what your dog is getting, because there's going to be a lot of guests at your house and you have no idea what they're stuffing down your dog or cat's throat.
Yeah, just tell them no, thank you very much.
Exactly.
But
I put out a treat bowl so they can give my dogs the treats that I want them to give.
Huh. Warren Eckstein, check out his PetShow.com website.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.